Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Rock Pod.
Hey, rockers. Welcome back to This Week in Rock Music History. I'm Jimmy, and today we're rolling through November 10th to the 16th, a week loaded with iconic releases, legendary debuts, emotional farewells, and a couple of rock birthdays that shaped whole eras. So let's fire it up. Let's kick it off with David Bowie, who released Golden Years on November 10th, 1975. This smooth, soulful track marked the beginning of his Thin White Duke era. Glam was fading, the alien was gone, and a new Bowie, sharp suit, slick hair, haunted eyes, was stepping in. The man never stopped evolving. On November 12, 1973, Queen released their first U.S. single, Keep Yourself Alive. It didn't blow up at first, but decades later, it's widely considered one of the greatest rock debuts ever. Brian May wrote it while he was literally still in college. Talk about an overachiever. Then we jump to November 13, 1964. The Stones hit Ed Sullivan's show for the very first time. Teenagers screamed, parents panicked, Ed complained, and America met Mick Jagger's dance moves for the first time. Sullivan said they'd never be invited back. Spoiler alert, millions of viewers later, he changed his mind, and he changed it fast. November the 14th, 1991, Freddie Mercury stepped on stage for the last time in his life, accepting an award at the Brits. He didn't speak, he barely waved, and the world didn't yet understand how sick he was. But you could feel the emotion. Just days later, Freddie was gone. A heartbreaking but powerful moment in rock history. Back on November 15th, 1956, Elvis Presley made his big screen debut in Love Me Tender. Critics weren't sure what to do with him, but fans, well, they lined up around the block. Elvis wasn't just shaking up radio anymore. Now he was shaking up Hollywood. And here's a sweeter moment. November the 16th, 1981. Bono married his high school sweetheart, Allie Houston. They're still together more than 40 years later. Rock stars with real life forever love? Rare. Very rare. All right, here's some birthdays. November the 10th, Greg Lake of King Crimson. Roger Steen, The Tubes. Elliot Lewis, Hall & Oates. Neil Young, James Young from Styx. Kevin Eubanks, the Tonight Show Band, and Bob Griffiths, Nilsson guitarist. From prog pioneers to rock vocal powerhouses, this week was stacked. Here's a little fun fact for the week. When the Rolling Stones debuted on Ed Sullivan in 1964, the show got more complaints in one night than in the previous 2 years combined. Ed said they'd never return. Then he saw the ratings and booked them again immediately. And that's your rewind for November 10th through the 16th. Bowie reinvented himself, Queen planted their flag, Elvis hit Hollywood, and Freddie made his final bow. Subscribe, tell your rockin' crew, and keep it loud. I'm Jimmy. See you next week on This Week in Rock History. Bye. All right, be sure to come back again next week for another episode of This Week in Rock Music History from the Rock Pod. And remember, if you like this episode, be sure to like, follow, and share, and leave us a review. It helps. This Week in Rock Music History is a production of therockpod.com. Theme music by the band Silver Trip.